amongst the opposition groups, the Iraqi exiles, who worked tirelessly against the regime of Saddam Hussein. Yet as soon as a campaign of aggression was mounted by our government against their country, they stood firm and said, "We will not have it. We will not accept an American viceroy." Amongst those, the Iraqi Islamic Party. And speaking on their behalf today is one of their members of the youth wing, Hudaifa Shakir.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, on behalf of the Islamic Party of Iraq, I would like to thank you all for coming today. The Islamic Party of Iraq is a party whose commitment is to the Iraqi people. This week we have seen the departure of Saddam Hussein and the collapse of his regime and the end of his private rule. The Islamic Party of Iraq believes the departure of Saddam is a lesson to all dictators, that their usefulness to those who support them is temporary and conditional. The United States installs Saddam Hussein. The United States helps support him. But when he no longer served their interests, they got rid of him, just as they have done before, with no regard to anybody or anything else, and with no regard to any human suffering. Although we would not wish Saddam back to rule in Iraq, we affirm our rejection of the occupation of Iraq by the Anglo-American forces. The replacement of one dictatorship for another. As the media overreacts to crowds of Iraqis supposedly celebrating the arrival of American troops, the rest of Iraq descends into chaos and anarchy with widespread looting and vandalism. Almost every establishment, government building, hotel, hospital is being ransacked, while occupying troops simply watch. It seems that only one building is of value to them. That is the Ministry of Oil. As an occupying force, the British and American troops have a moral and legal responsibility to maintain law and order and to protect the civilians who are under threat. We call upon the occupying forces to live up to their self-proclaimed title as liberators, to live up to their self-proclaimed title as liberators and do the utmost to provide the Iraqis with essential food, water and medical aid that they need. We strongly condemn the indiscriminate killing of civilians by jittery, trigger-happy US soldiers in areas that are supposedly militarily secure. As one Iraqi civilian said yesterday, "What kind of liberation is this?" We appeal to the international community to stand by the Iraqi people in these perilous times and not to ignore the potential humanitarian crises around the country and to prioritize the basic needs of the Iraqi people. Finally, we say to the United States and the United Kingdom that they have no right to determine the future government in Iraq, nor do they have any rights over the oil in Iraq. Both belong to the Iraqi people. The Iraqi people have always rejected foreign occupation, and America and Britain should beware. The Iraqi people will not suffer in silence. We pray that aid gets to those Iraqis who need it and that order is maintained in Iraq. We pray that Allah protects the Iraqi people from harm and gives them success in ensuring they take control of their country, free from tyranny, free from oppression, and free from occupation of any kind. Freedom for Iraq! Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.